Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that will be listening over the phone and also over the radio, and later on the recording. Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this beautiful sunny Sabbath, September 28, 2019. This is our part two review of our chapter 62 entitled The Feast at Simon's House, part six. Of our lesson 287. So welcome, dear ones, for those that are just coming in. Our opening hymn to our series of study is entitled, I'd Rather Have Jesus. And if any one of the dear brethren would like to join in the hymn, you can unmute your mic. I'd rather have Jesus than silver gold. I'd rather be hid than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hands than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin-dress way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than a worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dress way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. He's fairer than lily of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out of the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin-dress way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Just have a blessings, everyone.
Everyone.
I'll say a prayer.
Thank you, God. Mom, I pray. Can you pray? Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping us safely through the night. Thank you for bringing us into the rest day, dear Father God. I pray that you forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings anywhere that we have fallen short. I pray, Lord, that you send your heavenly angels to encamp about us wherever we may be in this blessed day, to be able to sit and sap with you, to be able to hear your word, to meditate upon them, dear Father God, I pray. Please be with those that are sick and shut in. Be with those that are afflicted with maladies, You are the master physician, dear Father God. You are in control of all things, and we lay each one of our brethren, our friends, and our loved ones at your feet. Please continue to be with us throughout this blessed day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening verse to our review, we have it as a memory verse, and it's a song. It's from chapter 1, verse 18, from the King James Version, in the book of Isaiah, margin. Come now, and let us reason together. That's what God said. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come now, and let us reason together. That's what God said. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. So what have we learned and ways we have grown this week, dear ones? Before we hear your question, comments, your songs, testimony, let's take a few minutes to review what we have read last Sabbath from our part one of our lesson entitled The Feast of Simon House, part six, in our study book, Desire Ages. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 566. As did Nathan with David, Christ concealed his home to rest under the veil of a parable. He threw upon his host the burden of pronouncing sentence upon himself. Simon had led into sin the woman he now despised. She had been deeply wronged by him. By the two debtors of the parable, Simon and the woman were represented. Next slide, please. Continuing, Jesus did not design to teach that different degrees of obligation should be felt by the two persons. For each vowed a debt of gratitude that never could be repaid. But Simon felt himself more righteous than Mary, and Jesus desired him to see how great his guilt really was. He would show him that his sin was greater than hers, as much greater as a debt of 500 pence exceeds a debt of 50 pence. And Desire of Ages, page is 566, paragraph 5.
Continuing the reading. Simon.
Simon.
Now.
Now.
Began.
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 To see.
To see.
Himself.
Himself.
In.
In.
A.
A.
New.
New.
Light.
Light.
He.
He.
Saw.
Saw.
How.
How.
Mary.
Mary.
Was.
Was.
Regarded.
Regarded.
By one.
By one.
Who.
Who.
Was.
Was.
More.
More.
Than.
Than.
A.
A.
Prophet.
A.
Good job.
C.
Good job.
A.
He.
He.
Saw.
Saw.
That.
That.
With.
That.
Keen.
Keen.
Prophetic.
Prophetic.
I.
I.
Christ.
Christ.
Read.
Read.
Her.
Her.
Part.
Part.
Of.
Of.
Love.
Love.
And.
And.
Devotion.
Devotion.
Good job.
Well, how about I did?
Okay, one there. Second. Shame.
Shame.
Seized.
Seized.
Upon him.
Upon him.
Mm-hmm. And.
And.
He.
He.
Realized.
Realized.
That.
That.
He.
He.
Was.
Was.
In.
In.
The presence.
Presence.
Of.
Of.
One.
One.
Superior.
Superior.
To.
To.
Himself.
Himself.
Good job. Desire of Ages, page 567, paragraph 1.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Mommy?
Yes, sweetie.
Wait, so what? Mommy?
I entered into thine house. Christ continued, thou gavest me no water for my feet, but with tears for
repentance.
Amen. Prompt by love, Mary had washed my feet and wiped them with the hair of her head. Thou givest me no kiss, but this woman from whom you despise since the time I came in hath not ceased to kiss my feet.
Christ recounted the opportunity Simon had to show his love for his Lord, and his appreciation of what had been done for him kindly, yet with delicate politeness, the Savior assured his disciples that his heart is grieved when his children neglect to show their gratitude to him by words and deeds of love. Desire of Ages, page 567, paragraph 2.
Her heart searcher.
Heart searcher. Mm-hmm. Was he?
The heart searcher.
Heart searcher.
Red. The motive.
Motive with
that.
Pink. With a pink one.
Oh. Haley. Mm-hmm. Let's start all over. You remember, mm-hmm. You have to be a good listener first, then you speak, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's start over. The heart.
Heart.
Searcher.
Sister.
Red. The.
The
motive.
Motive.
That led.
Led.
To.
To.
Mary's.
Mary's.
Action.
Action.
And.
And.
He.
He.
Saw.
Ha. Saw.
Also.
Also.
The spirit.
Spirit.
That.
That.
Prompted.
Prophet.
Simon's. Words.
Mommy.
Yes, sweetie.
Well, what's money with you there?
And continuing. Seest thou this woman? He said to him, she's a sinner. I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little.
Little?
The Desire of Ages, page 567.
Mommy? Say he? Mommy?
Yes, sweetheart.
Say he.
He.
The Desire of Ages, page 567. Simon's coldness and neglect toward the Savior showed how little he appreciated the mercy he had received. He had thought he honored Jesus by inviting him to his house, but he now saw himself as he really was. While he thought himself reading his guest had been reading him. He saw how true Christ's judgment of him was. Next slide, please. Continuing, his religion had a robe of Pharisaism. He had despised the compassion of Jesus. He had not recognized him as the representative of God. While Mary was a sinner pardoned, he was a sinner unpardoned. The rigid rule of justice he had desired to enforce against her condemned him. The Desire of Ages, page 567, paragraph 4.
The Desire of Ages, page 567. Simon was touched by the kindness of Jesus in not openly rebuking him before the guests. He had not been treated as he desired Mary to be treated. He saw that Jesus did not wish to expose his guilt to others, but sought by a true statement of the case to convince his mind and by pitying kindness to subdue his heart. Next slide, please. Stirring denunciation would have hardened Simon against repentance, but patient admonition convinced him of his error. He saw the magnitude of the debt which he owed his Lord. His pride was humbled. He repented, and the proud Pharisee became a lowly self-sacrificing disciple. Several Ages, 567, paragraph 5.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Eminem family, and all the beautiful little ones. So let us consider our review section with chapter 1 Peter 3, verse 15 from the King James Version, which read, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks your reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and in fear." So what have we learned in ways we have grown, dear ones? Now the room is open for anyone that have any questions. May you unmute your mic.
I understand the part of why Mary anointed Jesus' feet with the oil, but I can't remember, but why did she kiss Jesus' feet?
A kiss is something someone does to someone they love, and she just didn't feel like crawling up there and kissing him on the face. She kissed the nearest thing to her.
I believe that it was just out of sheer gratitude and gratefulness and love that filled her heart that caused her to do such a wonderful act. That is my true belief. It's more so just humility and just gladness in her heart.
I agree. The gratitude that she had for forgiving such a sinner as herself, and knowing that the Lord had opened a way for salvation, how grateful can we be as we also, when we feel so grateful for what the Lord had brought us about in our own life, we don't have Jesus physically to kiss his feet, but by going at the feet of Jesus in prayer and opening our hearts, that the Lord can be able to do the same by forgiving us, kissing the feet of the Savior is a token of not only love, but humility of the gratitude of salvation that was brought in her life.
There was something that I wanted to point out. I had asked, I think at the beginning of the study, if we knew what was the end of Simon, what had become of him. And I think in reading, we see that he started to see that he was in the presence of someone greater than he. And even then, just to see that sometimes we think we're so much higher and better than other people when we have our own sins that we are plagued by. And to see that no man can help you to see that. It is only through the love of God that can help us to see and to understand where we are, where we stand, that we are nothing, that we are not above anyone. And to just to be humble, to know that we can be in that same position. But it was needless to say that we saw that the Lord was able to reach his heart, and that he was able to be able to see within himself the wrong that he had done.
That's the beauty of our Savior, how he can reach man wherever he may be. That's what makes him God. He is the law. And by looking towards Jesus, not only we are coming for salvation, but the law do search our hearts. And he knows exactly what is in man. For we all have come short of the glory of God, and we are all of like passion. Therefore, because he's our Redeemer and our Deliverer, He knows exactly what it takes to be able to bring us not only at his feet, but to open our hearts to him. And it depends on us receiving and not becoming angry for the searching and the rebuking, but to be able to receive it as a way of how he's drawing us to be able to come to the plan of salvation. So praise God for Jesus, that he can meet each and every one where we are. I'm so grateful for that. Is there any questions? If there is no question at this moment, I will give you some time to gather your thoughts. If there is any songs, scripture songs that you would like to share in the room with your brethren, may you unmute your mic, dear ones. We are going to move over to our poem section. If there's any poem, any thoughts, any dialogue that you would like to share with your brethren. And meanwhile, when everybody is thinking, I have found a beautiful poem. It's called Trusting God. And this one was also taken from Review and Herald, Sabbath, Adventist Review and Sabbath Herald, sorry, volume 10, 1857, dated July 16, 1857. If any one of the little ones or mommies or daddies or our guests would like to take one part of the verse, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
I, trust as does the loving, trustful child, on those whom God has given, to shield him from the ills of life and lead him home to heaven.
Trust when the world is dark around, when earth-born lights are dimmed, when those we love look coldly on. Oh, trust thou then on him.
Whoever watches o'er thee, and whose divine command can bid the angry waves be still, who holds them in his hand.
Through pain and sickness, lay thee low. Though pain and sickness lay thee low, though earthly blessings fall, thou slander with envenomed dart thy clearest hope assail.
Though poverty with iron grasp holds thee in close embrace, and want with visage wan and pale shall stare thee in the face.
He hears the hungry raven's cry. He clothes the lily fair, and are not ye much more than they, the objects of his care.
The weary pathway here on earth, wherein no florist spring, may to celestial courts in heaven thy ransom spring bring.
What though thy harp be all unstrung, its tender chord be riven, its melody, though crushed on earth, may sound again in heaven.
Thy spirit, sad and weary, here may smile on that bright morn, each tear drop prove a shining pearl thy diademed to form.
A crown of life to deck thy brow, when freed from earth-born care. A crown of wisdom, faith, and love, such as the angels wear.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. This beautiful poem was taken, and it was written by Uriah Smith, resident editor. And let us continue, dear ones, in our study. If there's any testimony, if anyone would like to share the story, may you begin to do so. Just unmute your mic, dear ones. Well, we have come to the end of the first section of our Children's Sabbath School lesson, and we're going to give our dear brother Ricardo another chance to be able to ask questions on the story time.
Good morning, boys and girls. I think it's story time, and it looks like Ricardo's got it. I didn't know about that. All right. God calls youth because they're strong. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. That means you have the word of God in your mind. 1 John 2:14. The words of approval, that is like saying, you've done very well, and instruction or teaching are addressed to every young man who has put on the whole armor of righteousness. Righteousness means right doing. Young and strong, they may do great strokes for God or great work if they will make God their only trust. The older ones who are addressed as fathers have a decided or special work to do in holding up the standard or living the truth that they know. But they feel the pressure of the burdens of life. Burdens of life means the things that mamas and daddies have to do to work to provide for their families. Those are burdens of life. And it is fitting that the younger ones should be encouraged to qualify or prepare themselves for duty by obtaining or getting an experience in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. How do you do that? You study the Bible. You read Steps to Christ and the Desire of Ages first. So that as the standard falls from the fathers, when a standard falls, that means that a person passes away, the strong young men may grasp it and bear it aloft. That means that the younger person must stay true to the truth that they have been taught. There are many young men in this age who will search the scriptures as for hidden treasures, and having found jewels of truth, will open up the treasures of the word to the minds of others. Ye are strong, comprehends, or refers to, or it means it refers to, more than mere physical strength, not just muscle. It means that the mind has been trained to think and has been kept clear and strong by the practice of strictly temperate habits. Do you know what temperance means? Well, it means more than just not smoking or drinking. Temperate habits means not eating or drinking too much or of the wrong thing, and not eating between meals. So let's be temperate. It means that the young men have engaged with eagerness. They have resisted the temptations of life and have overcome the enemy, connecting the religion or teachings of Jesus Christ with everyday life and bringing Christ into their everyday duties and enjoyments. It means that they have become partakers of the divine nature, or they've become like Jesus. Youth who have given themselves to the service of God are in a position to fight manfully or strongly the battles of the Lord. Let the youth take Christ as their pattern, and they will do justly or honestly. They will love mercy. They will walk humbly with their God. They will then be strong. Character will be tested. Day by day and year by year, we shall conquer self and develop a noble heroism. Well, that's the character of a hero. A hero is somebody who saves others Sons and Daughters of God, page 204. And our first verse again in a different version says, Fathers, I have written unto you because you have known him from the beginning. That's referring to Jesus. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God lives in you. You practice the teachings of the Bible and you have overcome the evil. That's again in 1 John 2:4. LITV, or literal translation of the Bible. That's one of the many translations or versions that have been developed over time. Now, I forgot to mark my place in the chat to see if anybody had any questions, but if you do, speak up or write something in here that I can see. Nothing I can see. Maybe it's further back. All right, I'll give it back to Rose. She'll know what's been asked.
Sorry, dear ones. I was looking for my mic. It has disappeared. Thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. Walk with Jesus as we have been given beautiful admonition of not only the young little ones, but also the older ones, the responsibility we have. I included the same scripture of our opening to a Spanish version, and I would like to be able to share it because we do have our Spanish brothers and sisters, not only maybe on the phone, but also later on the recording, and I just wanted to share this particular verse that I try to make a tune for it. Ven y luego y estemos a cuenta, dice Jehová. Ven y luego y estemos a cuenta, dice Jehová. Si vosotros pecados fueran como la grana, como la nieve será emblanquecido. Ven y luego y estemos a cuenta, dice Jehová. Ven y luego y estemos a cuenta, dice Jehová. Si fueran rojo como el carmesí, vendrán ser como blanca lana, como blanca lana, como blanca lana. Ven y luego y estemos a cuenta, dice Jehová. Ven y luego y estemos a cuenta, dice Jehová. Well, dear little ones, family, brothers and sisters, we have come to the ending of our review lesson. We will continue with part 7 of our lesson entitled The Feast at Simon House in our study book, Desire Ages. If any one of the little one, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
If we can all kneel and bow our heads in our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day. We thank you for letting us be able to wake us up this morning. And thank you for letting us be able to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins and our fears and our cross-like spirits. Be with us wherever we go, whatever we do. And also we pray that you may be able to help us keep on being faithful unto thee no matter where we are, no matter what happens. Let us always keep on showing mercy and love and compassion. Let us be able to keep on being thankful for all the good things you did for us. I pray also that you may be able to help us be strong and be and be of good courage. Let's be able to always keep on having the end in our minds and our hearts so that we may be able to put our minds to them whenever there are troubles we can't face by ourselves or by our own thinkings. Let us be able to always be always depending on Thee. Let us be able to even be comforted if we have trials, those that are serious blow to us and even our feelings. We pray that You may help us even give the strength to preach Your word and to have many people hear all the good things that we need to say. And even if not many will believe us, we pray that some people will be convinced and worship Thee so they can be saved from all the sins that may come in the future. And also pray that You may be able to help be our fortress and our shield so we may be safe from all the perils and all temptations that the devil may use to turn us away or to let us forget Thee. Let us be able to always put Thee above first, above everything we know or care about. Also pray that You may be able to let us always be reverent unto Thee on Sabbath and on regular days as well. Be with us as we continue in studying more things concerning Thee. We love You, Lord God, looking forward to being in the land You promised us. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Next Sabbath, by God's grace, that will be October 5th, 2019, we will continue with our part 7 of our chapter 62 entitled The Feast at Simon's House. And that will be lesson 288. We hope and pray everyone was blessed. And may you all have a wonderful, blessed Sabbath, dear ones.